This recording is part of a series of podcasts in which the novel Dear Yoni is read aloud chapter by chapter by the author Lisa Picard. Please note that Dear Yoni contains sexually explicit language and scenes of a sexual nature. It is not suitable for anyone under the age of 18.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast. Last week, we heard about how Jess's solo journey had taken her into the wonderful world of Tantra. And this changed everything for her, as we heard. Well, today we hear how that solo journey continues. I really hope you enjoy today's podcast. Chapter 12. Me, Myself, and I. As I didn't have a sexual partner at that time, it made sense for me to explore a solo tantric practice. And, in fact, I remembered that Anushka had mentioned the importance of developing a solo practice, even if one did have a partner. So, in light of this, the next step on my journey was a workshop on self-pleasuring. But I have to admit, there was a large part of me that found the idea of a workshop on self-pleasuring rather ridiculous. I mean, surely we all know exactly how to pleasure ourselves. I was pretty sure that most of us had been practicing this since puberty, at least. I certainly had. I wondered how someone else could possibly teach me how to masturbate. And also, how was a workshop like that going to work? Think about it for a moment. I was actually mainly aware of a cringing sense of embarrassment. Masturbation is a topic of such shame for most people. And definitely not something that we share with others or talk about in a public forum. For most of us, our earliest conditioning as toddlers and very young children ensures that we feel shame and guilt about touching our genitals. Or even about touching the rest of our body in a pleasurable or non-functional way. But, my own shame and embarrassment around masturbation aside, I realized that so much of the growth and learning I had experienced during the past few years had been achieved by challenging myself to boldly go to the very edges of my comfort zone, and often way beyond, into my discomfort zone. I was feeling a very strong sense of being guided to attend this workshop, and so I decided to continue to challenge myself by going. I reasoned that the very sense of shame and embarrassment I felt was possibly a good indicator that this was a place I needed to look at and explore. I was pretty sure I'd learn something new. At the very least, it might be good for a few laughs with Alice over a glass or two of wine afterwards. But actually, all of that was just my mind trying to come to terms with a decision I'd already made on a much deeper level. I was simply following some deep inner knowing and guidance, which was directly leading me to this workshop. However, as the workshop presenter waddled into the room, I was tempted to immediately leave. She was a tiny, plump old lady with soft grey curls and the sweetest smile, dressed in a fluffy pink velour tracksuit. My ego mind began protesting most vehemently. How could I possibly talk about self-pleasuring with someone who looked like a sweet little granny? But as she began to speak, it immediately became apparent that this was definitely no ordinary granny. Self-pleasuring is about so much more than just masturbating until we reach orgasm, stated the sweet granny, who had informed us that her name was Dolores. I was so completely distracted by hearing the words orgasm and masturbation falling so effortlessly from the lips of this sweet little lady that I had to make a conscious effort to focus on her next words. Do you have a regular self-pleasuring practice? I gasped with shock as I realized that the question was directed at me. Sometimes I, you know, I stammered and spluttered, my cheeks aflame, as the rest of the class giggled at my discomfort, but also, I suspect, out of relief that they weren't the ones under the spotlight of this particularly awkward moment. Self-pleasuring is a very important part of the conscious sexuality journey, and nothing to be ashamed of. She frowned as she directed an admonishing scowl at the gigglers. "How can you possibly expect a lover to know how to please you if you don't know your own body or how to pleasure yourself? But also, it's vital for you to start to form a love relationship with your own body, to start to realize how sacred and how magnificent your body is, and to learn how to raise and move sexual energy around the body. These are very important tantric practices that you are going to do with a partner at some point if you continue along the tantric path. But first, you have to learn to do it on your own. Remember, we're sexual and sensual beings, regardless of whether we're in a relationship or not. We can learn to move our energy by ourselves without needing anyone else to be present. I'm particularly speaking to the women here when I say, our sexuality is about ourselves, not about anyone else. Ladies, it's so important to claim and own your sexuality before engaging with another. A regular self-pleasuring practice is the first step in that direction. This was certainly not what I had expected. Dolores was actually a powerful and charismatic speaker, and she had the entire room enthralled, hanging on her every word. My inner feminist really approved of what she had to say, and I was now really excited to learn from her. Also, knowing that I had already encountered and practiced the principle of raising and moving sexual energy around my body in the previous workshop did much to alleviate my embarrassment and anxiety. At least I wasn't going to be the dunce of this workshop. So I settled in more comfortably to listen to what Dolores had to teach us. As I said before, self-pleasuring is just so much more than masturbation to orgasm. And in fact, you might be surprised to learn that the goal of Tantra is not orgasm. But orgasms are so much fun and also a great way to release tension. Surely you don't want to stop us from having those benefits? A young man at the front of the class protested. Of course not. If orgasms happen, that's wonderful. But the goal is not orgasm. The goal is to be fully present with your body, like a meditation, to appreciate and love and worship your own body and to experience pleasure, to get to know your own body. I'm talking about taking the time to touch and stroke and massage your own body all over and not just diving for the genitals to rub out a quick orgasm. As I listened to Dolores, I felt something deep within my being, gradually beginning to unfold. Something that I hadn't even been aware of that had been tightly clenched my entire life. This notion of taking time to touch and hold and love my own body brought a lump to my throat and tears to my eyes as it touched me somewhere deep within. I suddenly realized that my body was desperately yearning for this experience. And not for the loving to be outsourced to a partner, but rather for me to love and to worship my own body. I filed the thought away for contemplation at a later time and tuned back into Dolores. Now, I'd like to mention just some of the incredible benefits and possibilities that self-pleasuring can hold for us. Self-pleasuring is all about creating a deep intimacy with ourselves and with our bodies. It's about making love with ourselves. It's about exploring our bodies, but also our desires, our sexual energy, our hearts, and even our spirit. It's about sensation, sensuality, and yes, sexuality too. There are truly limitless ways in which we can self-pleasure. It could be about touching our bodies and our genitals, but it could also be about eating consciously, exercising consciously, walking consciously in nature, or watching a sunset consciously. Even just breathing in a way in which we consciously allow each breath to gently caress our bodies from within can bring us deep pleasure from something so very simple and mundane. There are thousands and thousands of moments of potential pleasure in every single day. Self-pleasuring can become a meditation, a way of focusing on pleasure that can bring us completely present into the moment, a way of bringing ourselves completely present into our bodies. And this creates the possibility for increased self-knowledge and self-awareness, which can lead to deep healing and release of old stuck energies and old traumas. We start to know ourselves as a lover on our own, whether we are in a relationship at the moment or not. This leads to us becoming far better lovers when we are with a partner, and also to becoming, ultimately, a lover of life, capital letter L, itself. So, as you can see, self-pleasuring is definitely about so much more than just orgasm. Now, before I give you some guidance as to what a self-pleasuring session could look like, we're first going to do some exercises to bring us into our bodies, to open our hearts and to bring us present. I recommend that you do these exercises every time before you self-pleasure. You want to be completely present in the body, which is where your pleasure lies, and not in the mind. If you're in your mind, then you'll be distracted, thinking about a million different things, and you won't be fully focused on the sensations in your body. This is not self-pleasuring, and often, if you're in your mind, you'll find yourself slipping back into your old patterns of masturbating as quickly as you can to reach orgasm. Again, this too is definitely not self-pleasuring. Dolores' words landed very deeply for me. I realized that I had always been completely in my mind during sex, worried about how I looked, how I sounded, whether I was doing it right, whether my partner was enjoying themselves, or whether I was taking too long to orgasm, or actually thinking about many, many other things, such as my shopping list. No wonder sex had always been unsatisfying for me. I had never, ever actually been present in my body. I hadn't actually been feeling the sensations, and I certainly hadn't been connecting intimately with my partners or with myself. I had also always avoided, at all costs, feeling vulnerable. It was now crystal clear to me why I had never experienced any true intimacy during sex. With a deep sense of humility, I realized that I needed to relearn the way I had sex, from scratch, starting with the way I had sex with myself. Please close your eyes and place your hands on your hearts. Start to breathe deeply, in and out of your heart. Feel your heart open like a flower unfolding, petal by petal. Feel it soften and relax. Feel the relief and bliss of allowing yourself to drop your armoring around your heart and to open up completely to life. As I breathed into my heart, I felt my chattering mind gradually slowing down, and a vast wave of blissful relaxation and unfolding rolled through my chest. Allow your heart chakra to completely open, both front and back. Let your heart smile and keep breathing deeply. This heart breath is what you will use for the duration of every self-pleasuring session. Now, keep one hand on your heart and move one hand down to lightly cup your genitals. Breathe into your genitals and allow your sex center to relax and soften and open. Smile into your genitals. Feel how your heart and your genitals are connected. Whenever you self-pleasure, you must always connect your heart to your genitals. Never touch your genitals without love in your heart. Your genitals are not a machine designed to give you orgasms. Your genitals are alive and conscious, and they will respond if they are touched with love and respect. In fact, always touch your entire body with love in your heart. Your body is magnificent, beautiful, and sacred. Always touch your body with reverence and awe. I found that I was yet again close to tears at these words from Dolores, and I was rather relieved that we had a short tea break next, during which I had time to collect myself. Right, now let's talk about the elements of your self-pleasuring practice. Firstly, someone asked me during the break how often we should self-pleasure. Well, frankly, as we progress down the path of Tantra, we eventually realize that every single moment of our lives is a moment of self-pleasure. Whether we're eating, or listening to music, or walking, or watching a sunset, or playing with a dog, or even doing the dishes. Every moment of life can be orgasmic, but that is a topic for a different workshop. I would say that you should start with a regular twice or thrice weekly self-pleasuring practice and then build it up from there. Someone else asked me how long we should self-pleasure for. This will differ for different people and also for different times of your life depending on the amount of time you have available. But if you can, allow yourself at least an hour to really get maximum benefit. So start off with cleaning and clearing a space, washing and preparing your body, and letting your loved ones know that you will be unavailable for the next hour. Light candles, incense, create an altar with flowers, crystals, anything that will make you feel like this is a sacred space. Make sure you have massage oil. Unscented, organic coconut oil is the best for this purpose. Then set your intention for the session. This could be simply to love your body, or to explore sensation in your body, or simply to be completely present for whatever arises. Do your heart breathing and connect your heart with your genitals. Remember that this is a meditation in a sacred space. Now start touching your body. Don't immediately go for the genitals. Touch very, very slowly. And be completely present to whatever you are feeling, what you are smelling, hearing, even tasting. The slower you touch your body, the more you will feel. Touch your hands, your face, your feet, every single part of your body. Stay relaxed, keep breathing deeply, and bring a sense of curiosity and playful exploration to your self-pleasuring. Ask yourself, how would it feel if I did this, or if I touched myself like that? Don't fall into old patterns of how you usually touch yourself. Patterns restrict us to only experiencing what we have experienced before. But remember, pleasure is a field of infinite possibilities. Explore as many of those possibilities as you can. For women, make sure that you fully and gently massage your own breasts with coconut oil, taking the time to really appreciate and love them fully. As women, we really only touch our breasts if we're doing a breast self-examination to feel for lumps. So it becomes a fear-based exercise. I'm talking about a love-based exercise, a pleasure-based exercise, really loving and nurturing and fully experiencing your breasts. Finally, work your way to your genitals. Now, I want to say something here about the use of fantasy and porn during self-pleasuring. In a word, don't. I'm not saying that you may never use fantasy or porn, but resist using it during your self-pleasuring sessions, because both fantasy and porn take us out of our bodies, out of the present moment, and into our minds and our imaginations, which is the exact opposite of what we're trying to achieve here. Also, ladies, please don't use a vibrator to self-pleasure. It numbs the feeling in your yoni. And again, that's the exact opposite of the effect we're going for. We're trying to be completely present to every single sensation. You can use a yoni wand or a dildo without the vibration function switched on to access the inside of the vagina if necessary. But it's really best if you use just your own fingers. So, fully explore every single part of your genitals, not with the goal of turning yourself on, but rather be curious about the textures and sensations in every part of your genitals. Keep your touch very, very slow and very, very gentle. Remember, the slower you go, the more you feel. Breathe deeply into your heart. Breathe deeply into your genitals. Stay relaxed and very, very present to all sensations in every part of your body. Think about the possibility of becoming your own best lover ever. Never ever outsource your pleasure. Fully give with an open heart maximum pleasure to yourself. Now, if you're really listening to your body, you may find that after a while, your body has had enough and you don't actually want to release into an orgasm. That is perfect and should always be honored. Cup your hands over your sex and just hold it while you breathe deeply and with immense gratitude for your amazing body. If you aren't practiced in listening to your body, it's going to take a while for your body to begin to trust you and for you to begin to be able to hear the signals that your body is sending you. Be patient and loving. It will come in time and with practice. Now, we're going to do an exercise of self-pleasuring just our hands. This is to give you a taste of how this might work. Dolores led us in the heart breath again and then instructed us to begin to touch our own hands. At first it felt a little bit weird, but gradually I found myself slipping into a meditative state, and as I became present to the sensations in my hands, a whole new world of amplified sensation began to open up. I had had no idea that my hands were so exquisitely sensitive. There was the added dimension of being able to choose whether to focus on the sensations in the hand that was doing the touching or the hand that was being touched. When Dolores finally ended the exercise, I realized that I had completely lost myself in the pleasurable sensations, and I was feeling really excited about the thought of practicing this exercise on my entire body. Now, to end off, here is a suggestion for an added element that can really take your self-pleasuring practice to the next level. Dolores winked at us and grinned. This practice adds a visual element to your self-pleasuring. Prop up a full-length mirror at the bottom of your bed so you can see your genitals and the rest of your body. Really look with soft, loving eyes and appreciate your body. Notice the color and the shape and the changes in your genitals as you begin to touch yourself. Carefully study your own form and structure and anatomy. Fill yourself with love and send that love to your genitals. Talk to your genitals with love. Tell them how beautiful they are. Tell them how much you appreciate them and how sacred they are. Breathe deeply. Stay present in what you're feeling. Love your genitals like the divine creations they truly are. In Tantra, we strive to see the divine in our partner. But how can we see the divine in another if we haven't already found it within ourselves? Now, beyond the regular self-pleasuring practice, I would encourage you to also become present to the pleasure that is available in every moment of your life. When you have a cup of tea or coffee in front of you, take the time to notice the color, the aroma, your own feelings of anticipation before that first sip. Don't just wolf down your food, but really savor and relish every mouthful of food or drink. Notice the colors of the sunset. Notice your feelings as you listen to music. Allow the experience of each moment to really penetrate you. Surrender to the sensation available, the sensuality, and the pleasure available in every moment. Pleasure is your birthright. Don't let the moment slip away. Allow yourself to be present and alive, and you will find that your life becomes filled with joy and pleasure. Pleasure is truly limitless. Day 15. Dear Yoni, the self-pleasuring workshop and the subsequent months in which I developed my own regular self-pleasuring practice marked a turning point in my relationship with you, but also in my relationship with my body as a whole. When you regularly and intentionally choose to spend time worshipping your body and your sexuality as sacred, and choosing to experience the pleasure inherent in every moment, then absolutely everything in your life changes. Of course, as one would expect, life becomes infinitely more pleasurable and joyful. The body responds to all the love and attention by communicating its needs more clearly, and so your health and general well-being increase. The regular practice of focusing not on orgasm, but rather on pleasure, actually, somewhat ironically, increases the intensity and duration of orgasm by several orders of magnitude. It's as if a whole new superpower comes online. The ability to feel with a sensitivity and an intensity that is orders of magnitude higher than before. So, you look better, you feel healthier, and your life becomes filled with bliss and pleasure. But you also feel more grounded, more centered, more confident, and there is a greater sense of purposefulness in life. I had over the years embarked on several detox, exercise, and dietary regimes in an attempt to lose extra kilograms or to look or feel healthier. But somehow they never lasted, and always ended in self-recrimination and a sense of shame at my lack of willpower. Now I realize that all of those interventions were based on somehow punishing or pushing or denying pleasure to myself and my body. In my self-pleasuring regime, I was doing the exact opposite. I was actively seeking out and celebrating pleasure in every moment, and the results were phenomenal. In addition, I was starting to learn a lot about what my body actually liked and wanted and needed on all levels, but particularly sexually. And much of what I learned surprised me. The way I had been engaging with lovers sexually was not actually what my body liked at all. Because I had always been stuck in my head and judging and criticizing my performance during the entire sex act, I hadn't actually been listening to what my body truly liked, wanted, or needed. Instead, I performed or asked my partner to perform what I had seen in the media or in porn. And none of that was what my body truly wanted. My body wanted to take it so much slower and so much gentler. My body wanted to have time to feel deeply and with exquisite sensitivity. Time to relax. Time to open and unfold. Time to connect. And when I actually allowed for all of that, I discovered a raging inferno of powerful sexuality within myself that I had never, even in my wildest dreams and fantasies, suspected existed. Dearest Yoni, I was a sex goddess! I was capable of such intense sexual desire and such earth-shattering climaxes, as well as such deep, tender intimacy, that I couldn't believe I had settled for such mediocre, lackluster experiences in the past. After a few months of dedicated solo practice, I decided that I was now ready to up-level my self-pleasuring practices as the next step in my journey. And that's it for today, dear listener. Join me again next time. Bye.